Jaws set on the plains of Africa. Lions instead of sharks. Beast brings together exactly this. This being said, the film's makeup is not that different from Jurassic Park. Starring Idris Elba and Charlto Copley. Both actors, but especially Copley, makes interesting choices. I don't think I've ever seen Charlto Copley in a bad idea, only poorly executed ones at the production level. So I know I'm in for a level of quality choice here. Elba and daughters head to Africa and within minutes we are arriving and meeting the lead characters and more. Lose a character to talk about, and you have more or less a one-take through scene one character's house, while they all chat. An economical storytelling tool to get all kinds of history out of the way at its finest. Cut to. Later in the same house. Get all the explication out of the way in the first 10 minutes and then let the action and story play out at a quality pace and rip, is what I'm thinking as I watch Beast. If they don't bring back the motorcycle in the third act, they have wasted a plot point sitting on set and mentioned once. It is locked in. After a busy 15 minutes we settle into a two-hander scene and then into the plot. However, much like once you know Jurassic Park is filled with dinosaurs that kill humans, it's hard to move the plot into the mix with people willingly walking into danger, you know? 20 minutes in you realize we are headed for this precipice. Same with this. The doctor who is worried about not saving his wife because he doesn't see cancer at his door, is taking his under 15-year-old kids on safari. What could go wrong? If they are at least attacked by serial killer named Johnny Windigo, at least it would be surprising. But guess what? It's lions. Great sweeping camera work is all over this, from giant vistas to small dialogue scene, the camera sweeps and swoops throughout. We got a situation in the village. Once the crew is stranded a la Jaws on the boat, if you will, the story does play out well. The ending is a bit out of Jurassic Park, with nods to the ending perhaps being a bit foreshadowed too much. The motorbike doesn't figure in the ending. Beast plays this week in Dawson Creek.